From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN senior officials report Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour daily suspensions of military action in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says the United Nations was not consulted by Russia about its decision.
But we have noted today from the Russian Federation availability and willingness to discuss as soon as possible with the UN how to improve what has been, in our opinion, an initial idea.
De Mistura says a three-hour pause in military action is not enough time to carry out a difficult humanitarian mission into battle-scarred Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A rebel spokesman told Reuters there was an escalation of action by Russian warplanes in Aleppo and that government forces had tried to advance on the city. Russia's UN envoy said Thursday the issue of Crimea's annexation, in his words, will never be revisited. Vitaly Churkin spoke to reporters at the United Nations. The UN Security Council met at Ukraine's request Thursday in a closed-door session to discuss the tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the peninsula. Ukraine's envoy, Volodymyr Yelchenko, dismissed the accusations and invited Russia to present evidence backing them. American Michael Phelps will try to earn his 22nd Olympic gold medal Thursday night. He will be competing in the 200-meter individual medley. Katie Ledecky of Team USA will also be in action in the qualifying round for the 800-meter freestyle. This is VOA News.